With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. With only 13 days left before the presidential election, former President Trump visited Georgia Wednesday, saying the world is on the verge of another global war.
We're not going to have World War III. We're closer to World War III right now than we have been ever, maybe, ever. And that will be a war like no other because the power of the weaponry, nuclear weapons, the power is it's indescribable, and you don't even want to think about it.
The editorial page editor at the Los Angeles Times quits in protest after the paper refused to endorse Kamala Harris for president. In recent years, the newspaper's owner has gone back and forth about allowing political endorsements. They're not endorsing anyone this year. Also at SRNnews.com, growing fear in Democrat circles that the presidential race could be slipping further away from Kamala Harris. Details from correspondent Bernie Bennett.
To be sure, Democrats still think Harris can defeat former President Trump. The margins are so close in the seven battleground states likely to decide the contest, a shift toward either candidate or a mistake in the polling could be decisive. At the same time, Democrats are privately expressing worry that battleground polling appears to be moving in Trump's direction over the last 2 weeks. Cracks in the blue wall of Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin are starting to show, with Senate incumbents in both Pennsylvania and Wisconsin now in toss-up races, according to the Cook Political Report. The three northern states generally move in the same direction in the presidential race, but Harris has been losing ground to Trump in polls, particularly in Wisconsin. None of this is making Democrats feel better about an election day that is now less than 2 weeks away. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Critiques of Harris's performance on the CNN town hall last night have not been good. The first patient to undergo a new gene therapy treatment for sickle cell disease is out of the hospital. 12-year-old Kendrick Cromer left Children's National Hospital in D.C. Monday, where he spent 44 days with the therapy. This is SRN News. Abortion is a litmus test for a lot of Americans.
A new study released by the Public Religion Research Institute finds that 41% of adults say they will only vote for a candidate who shares their views on abortion. 56% of Democrats say this, as do 36% of Republicans and 35% of independents. Meanwhile, the report indicates that 62% of Americans want to see abortion remain legal in all or most cases. That includes 86% of Democrats and 40% of Republicans. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Republican Governor Ron DeSantis is doing all he can to convince Floridians to reject a ballot measure that would enshrine abortion in the state constitution. DeSantis says if abortion's added to the constitution, it's forever. You really have zero chance of ever changing it. The Florida ballot measure is one of 10 similar ones across the country. But the campaign over it is the most expensive so far. This is SRN News. Wall Street now on a losing streak.
Stocks fell on Wall Street again as the market pulled further below the record highs it set last week. The S&P 500 sank 0.9% Wednesday. That was the third loss in a row for the benchmark index, the first time that's happened since early September. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 409 points. That's about 1%. Losses for several big tech stocks weighed on the market, including Nvidia and Apple. That helped pull the NASDAQ Composite down 1.6%. The stock market has been feeling pressure this week from rising treasury yields. Higher yields in the bond market make borrowing money more expensive across the economy. That works by pushing rates higher on mortgages and other kinds of loans. Seth Sittel, New York.
Tesla's third quarter net income rose 17.3% compared with a year ago, as its quarterly electric vehicle sales rose for the first time this year. More details at srnnews.com.